Welcome to Condo Crazy in HOH.
All right.
Yay,
way to
Brandon.
Go, Brandon.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Crazy in HOH here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA.
That was not me, by the way.
That was not Eric. That was his son, Brandon.
Right.
A law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
And, of course, even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars, one real important one coming up this Wednesday at the PM Expo. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. You can see what legislation we're demanding from our elected officials and which elected officials are in your corner and which aren't. And this is a great week to actually check that out, because the legislature is now in session and a lot of action is supposed to take place this week. You can also automatically link to our Facebook page. You can link to our Orlando Sentinel blog, and you can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements about the show. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and you can visit the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com. And finally, again, thanks to so many of you for supporting the Community Association Member Party and for throwing your support behind our legislative proposals. And as you've been hearing on the show, just when we thought we were making some headway on education for HOA board members, believe it or not, the House bill that was amended by Representative Moraitis no longer requires certification for HOA board members. And a lot of those members are real angry about it. And if you want to call Representative Moraitis' office and leave word that you want certification of your HOA board to become the law, this is the number, 954-762-3757. Again, 954-762-3757. And to be frank, I expect the listeners of this show to do just that. And to find out more about how you can get involved and demand long overdue changes to both the condo and HOA statutes, again, visit www.camp2012.net. All right, big event we need to talk about that is coming up this Wednesday, February 29th, which is actually Leap Day, and that is the PM Expo event at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach. And here to tell us about the event is Whitney Winters. I believe
Whitney
I did
Winters.
Not Whitney, yes. From PM Expo, a longtime sponsor of our show. Welcome back, Whitney.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. I want to remind everyone about PM Expo and what we do for community associations. We believe that community associations should have access to the best education regarding relevant issues. They should be able to meet quality vendors face-to-face in a no-pressure environment. Best of all, it should be fun and free. And that's why we invite you to attend our day of education and expo, PM Expo, at the South Florida Fairgrounds at West Palm Beach. Again, it's this Wednesday on February 29th. Come and excite your taste buds from local caterers while learning and meeting vendors dedicated to responsibly servicing communities like yours.
All right. About how many different vendors are going to be displaying their products and services? And again, Whitney, these are vendors that particularly cater to the HOA and condo community, correct?
Yes, they are, Eric. We have approximately over 100 professional vendors will be there to offer their expertise and ideas. All under one roof, you can get advice for your association about your most pressing issues, insurance, roofing, landscaping, plumbing, how to save big money on utilities. We've put together a pretty large group of professionals that we are very proud of.
That's great. And I understand you're also going to be having a lot. I saw the schedule. It's quite impressive. A lot of free educational courses for everybody that attends.
Well, I'm pleased to say, Eric, you, again, will be teaching your Condo Craze board certification course, and I understand you were the first attorney in the state to teach the course.
Yeah, we actually have at this point over 100 people signed up for the course on Wednesday, so it's turned out to be a rather large event.
Great. There's going to be courses for property managers, courses that discuss collection tactics, roofing classes, a landlord-tenant course, insurance courses, and a lot more.
All right, tell us about the food, because I know every time you guys put on an event, the food is, like, outstanding.
We have a lot of great foods for people to snack on. Some of Florida's best restaurants are exhibiting on the trade show floor. 2J's will be there giving out samples. Hughes Catering and Florida Caterers will be there. The Spaniard Restaurant has Spanish tapas to hand out. And we have a wonderful chocolate fountain this year with fruits and other delectables.
All right, awesome. Now,
wow.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun, and the education is going to be great. But how do people attend? All the listeners that are listening now want to show up on Wednesday. What do they need to do?
Eric, they just need to go over to our website at www.pm-expo.com. That's www.p-like-property-m-like-management-expo.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you can click Register to Attend.
All right, and if you want to actually register for the seminar, if you want to come to our seminar that we're teaching that day, they can also actually register for that simply by visiting the show's webpage at condocrazeandhoas.com. But how many people do you expect to actually show up this Wednesday?
Well, I'm happy to report that we have over 650 people that have already registered to attend.
Wow, that's awesome.
Typically, we will experience a rush of people registering in the last few days, so that number will grow.
That's amazing.
So that's another reason why we chose the facility that we did. South Florida Fairgrounds Expo Hall is not only modern and attractive, it has plenty of parking and lots of room inside.
And parking free for parking, or is parking charged?
Parking is free.
Fantastic. All right, I want to remind our listeners that in addition to putting on these great expos, you guys print a great directory of service providers as well. How about telling everybody about that?
That's right, Eric. We actually have an online directory that provides... In addition to providing trade shows, we provide the online directory of approved vendors that cater to needs of community associations and property managers. It's called Property Manager Pages. The website is www.propertymanagerpages. That's www.propertymanagerpages. In that directory, we do something to help you that no one else does. We verify via documentation that vendors are insured as of a certain date. Then, on our directory, we post that as of that date, the vendor held insurance, and what that vendor's coverage was. For example, you can go on to propertymanagerpages.com, and you can look at a vendor's profile on our site and see that as of a particular date, that particular vendor had $1 million, $2 million liability, auto liability, and they also carried excess coverage policy as well as workers' comp.
Kind of makes the job a little easier for your board members and for the property manager who's doing the bidding.
Yes, it does. It's a very helpful screening process, but you still have to document their insurance at the point of hire.
Right. Now, that all sounds great, and propertymanagers.com definitely sounds like a great place to find vendors, and for vendors, it's definitely a smart place to be listed.
Eric, community associations should be able to find professional, properly insured vendors without it becoming an administrative burden. That's why we're running PM Expo for you this Wednesday on February 29th, and that's why we run propertymanagerpages.com.
All right, one last time, everybody, go to www.pm-expo.com. Again, pm-expo.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, click on Register to Attend. Whitney, I can't tell you how much I look forward to this Wednesday and meeting everybody that attends, and this is going to be a really big event and lots of fun. For those that are attending, please be sure to stop by the booth for Glazer & Associates. Just look for the big sign that says Condo Craze and HOAs, and Whitney, again, thank you so much for coming here today and for telling us what we can expect on Wednesday.
The pleasure was all mine, Eric. Can't wait to meet all of your listeners on Wednesday as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Look forward to seeing you then. Thanks again, Whitney.
Well, the last show we spoke about the Supreme Court making it harder for the Florida Attorney General's office to go after foreclosure mill law firms, Floridians not saving any money for their future, and the fact that there is pending legislation in Tallahassee that seeks to take away developer warranties and homeowner associations.
Yeah, and as we speak, Karen, the Florida legislature is actually still in session and doing little to actually help those of you that are living in condo and homeowner associations. But let's show some differences between Florida and some other states when it comes to holding these robo-signers accountable for their conduct. Let's look at what Missouri is doing. The Missouri Attorney General announced 2 weeks ago a 136-count indictment against one of the foreclosure processing companies for forgery and making false declarations related to mortgage documents. And Nevada and Michigan are also pursuing very similar claims.
Yeah, that's right, Eric. This company got in trouble for notarizing the signature of the infamous Linda Green.
Remember
whose
her?
Name?
Yeah.
Yeah, her name appears, or this person's name appears, on countless documents as the vice president of many lenders. And the Missouri Attorney General is quoted as saying, "Today's indictment alleges that mass-produced fraudulent signatures on notarized real estate documents constitutes forgery."
Florida's Attorney General's office, on the other hand, has called this surrogate signing, which under Florida law may not be a forgery because there is no intent to defraud on behalf of the signer, and the practice of signing names of other employees on documents was authorized by the company.
Yes, so there you have it. In some states, they take it seriously when banks use forged signatures to take people's homes away. But here in Florida, it's not only just the opposite, but in terms of the condo and HOA world, the Florida legislature is actually going to bat for the banks in a big way. And when we get back from our break, we'll talk about all the fuss concerning a pending bill that attempts to make sure a bank's liability is limited to your condo and homeowners association. We'll talk about a bunch of other laws that are pending on the condo and HOA front. And we'll take your calls on anything and everything having to do with your condo or HOA. Just give us a call here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Again, Whitney Winters, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Condo Craze and HOA is here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show like Whitney, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, and have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, back to business. Most people listening to the show know that when the bank forecloses on a property in an association and actually takes back the title, the bank only owes the association now the lesser of 1% of the mortgage they foreclosed on, or 1 year of assessments, and that certainly has condo and HOAs in an uproar. Well, over the past 2 or 3 years, some collection firms have actually been successful in making the banks pay more than this amount, and they argue that there's an ambiguity in the law that makes that limit that the bank to 1 year of 1% not applicable, and the banks are still responsible for past due late fees, interest, and attorney's fees that were attributable to that unit. Now, I got to tell you, it's a real hot topic now, and it's kind of sweeping through Tallahassee, but I got no problem taking the position that I never thought that the statute was ambiguous, and I always thought that the banks were protected by the 1% cap.
Yeah, yeah, Eric, there's a good reason for that, because it's not ambiguous,
right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that, yeah, you know, the banks are protected by that 1% cap, or what's commonly referred to as the safe harbor provision. But again, some collection companies have been giving the banks a real hard time, and they have been getting away with actually getting more than that 1 year or 1% safe harbor cap from the banks.
Yeah, it's no secret that these collection companies were making the banks pretty angry because these companies refused to accept, you know, what is a lousy 1 year or 1% of the mortgage provision that's in the statute. But it is in the statute. So who do you think they got to ask for emergency assistance and relief from the big bad collection companies, the banks, obviously, that are trying to get more from them for their condo customers? You guessed it, the banking buddy friends in the Florida legislature.
Yeah, and of course now there's two bills pending. one in the Senate and one in the House, that would make it extremely clear that the bank is absolutely limited to pay an association lesser of 1% of the mortgage or 1 year of assessments, and that the bank doesn't owe any prior late fees, they don't owe any prior interest, no attorney's fees that was otherwise attributable to that unit. And I have news for you, it's going to pass. And the bill's sponsors, you should know, are Senator Bogdanoff and House Member Moraitis.
You know, it's amazing. As soon as the banks ask for financial relief, the legislature is all ears. But members in condo and homeowner associations have been asking for financial help, election help, and educational help for years, and their complaints are still being ignored.
Yeah, 100% hitting the nail on the head. The banks, at least at this point, they're certainly concerned that there's an ambiguity in this law, which would now require them to actually pay more to associations. And that's why they're calling in this favor now, and they're asking the Florida legislature to make the law perhaps a little clearer and absolutely limit their liability. And quite frankly, I wouldn't expect them not to ask. But how about the legislature getting something in return for giving them this clarification? How about instead of rolling over like usual and giving them everything they want, we also maybe ask them to consent to an increase in the cap to even 1.5% or 2%.
Right.
Now, how about requiring the banks to move their foreclosure cases along faster in exchange for this new clarification that they want? Instead, you know, again, it's business as usual. Just give the banks what they want immediately. Ask for nothing in return, all at the expense of all of you. And I got to tell you, lots of people are calling it yet another bank bailout in Florida.
Yeah, well, Eric, I think we all know the reason why they're going to get what they want. It's because when they ask for things, they also make donations. And unfortunately, the people who have the vote don't always exercise their power. Also, apparently, a few banks have now filed suit against some associations who attempted to get more from the bank than just the 1 year or 1% through these collection companies usually.
Right.
And these associations may be looking at paying a bank some significant damages. And you know what, Eric?
Yeah.
They're probably going to have to, because they're probably going to lose these cases.
Yeah, if they do, I understand. But again, on this issue, I'll say it up front, I always thought that the statute certainly limited the bank's liability, and this clarification is probably not even necessary. But what bothers me is not so much that the law, you know, is being clarified, though. What bothers me is really how quick the Florida legislature jumps to make sure that a bank doesn't pay a condo or HOA another nickel more than they have to, while at the same time, Scott, ignoring condo and HOA residents who repeatedly asked for help but get ignored time and again. The bottom line, business as usual, the banks are catered to, but the constituents who vote the legislators into office, they are forgotten time and time again when it comes to condo and HOA owners, period. That's just the way it is.
Eric, the legislator jumped when the banks asked him to for the same reason I jump when you ask me to.
Right.
You pay me.
Yeah, Eric.
Right? You know, we always...
He doesn't jump, I can tell you.
I've never seen you jump.
I haven't jumped since 2003. But we also always say that the 1% cap almost always kicks in before the association collects even 6 months of assessments from the bank. The statute says the association can collect up to 1 year of assessments from the bank, but because of the cap, the association usually doesn't even recover 6 months of unpaid assessments, and the association simply can't keep taking a beating month after month.
Exactly, and now it's year after year after year, and that's why, Scott, I'd at least at this point, I'd like to see some hardball here played on behalf of condo and HOA members. How about this? How about just removing the 1% language and just requiring the banks to pay a flat 6 months of assessments? Even that's better than the dumb cap that's in place now, because again, that cap always kicks in before the, at least in a condominium association, maybe not so in an HOA, but in a condo, that 1% cap normally kicks in even before the condo gets 6 months of assessments. Again, instead of immediately rolling over and giving the bank exactly what they asked for, how about getting something in return? And if you remember the insanity that happened just about 2 years ago when the cap was increased from instead of 6 months or 1%, they raised it to 1 year or 1%.
Yeah.
And it was being touted at the time by the legislature and some attorneys as, guess what, we just got the banks to pay you double.
Yeah.
That was the single most insulting thing that the legislature has ever done
to
condominium unit owners in this state.
I can barely do math, but I knew that wasn't an increase.
By keeping the 1% cap in place, they told you that they were giving you double without giving you one extra penny. That's right, not one penny. They insulted you. They didn't think you were smart enough to do the math. And again, when you do the math, it comes out that you don't get one nickel more. They might as well have told you, guess what, now we're making the banks pay the lesser of 10 years of assessments or 1% of the mortgage. What's going to kick in first? The 1%. But it's really something that I got to tell you that should be very, very aggravating to our listeners. And I have to tell you, if this proposed amendment were now pulled off the table, this could create a very interesting situation for associations, because the next time an association tried to collect more from a bank, the association may then be able to argue in court that since the legislature had the chance to kind of fix this ambiguity on behalf of the banks and come to their rescue and didn't, well, perhaps the legislature may want the banks to pay a little more than the 1 year or 1% to a condo or HOA when they foreclose. That's the argument I know I would make if I represented a condo or HOA in that regard.
Just tell me to agree with you on that, and I will. I don't know, because I don't know if I do unless you tell me to.
Hey, you know what? It gives association at least a fighting chance. That's the bottom line. So I'm hoping that if the associations get absolutely nothing in return from the banks, I hope the bill dies somewhere along the way. I really hope it does, but I doubt it. All right, with about a minute to go before the break, let's just get some housekeeping matters out of the way quickly and remind everybody that while HOA board members don't have to, again, the Florida legislature having killed this too, board members in a condo, you have to get certified within 90 days of getting elected to the board or you are suspended. And one way to get certified is by taking our Condo Craze board member certification course. And Floridians at this point can sign up at any one of our three locations for the time being. Here they are. This Wednesday, as Whitney was saying, February 29th at 3 o'clock at the PM Expo event at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach. And that event is really filling up quickly. There's a lot of people showing up. And I hear the music playing in the background. So why don't we do this? We'll take a break. When we get back, we'll tell you about the other seminars that everybody can sign up for. Taking your calls here at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. If you are angry at the Florida legislature, let us know. Be back right after this.
Second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Big Talk 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Hey, we're taking your phone calls. Give us a call at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
All right. Before we went to the break, we were telling everybody when the next board member certifications courses are. And the next one is, again, this Wednesday, February 29th, 3 o'clock at the PM Expo event at South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach. We already have over 100 people signed up for that seminar, and the event is filling up quickly. There's a lot of people showing up. So, again, if you want to register for that one, go to condocrazeandhoas.com. And also, what's next after that? April 5th at the Hard Rock in Hollywood and March 27th at the PM Expo event on the other side of the state in Punta Gorda, Florida. So, again, three to register for at this point.
Yeah, and to all you new board members out there who have been elected in 2012, why don't you all come out and learn about your fiduciary duties, budgets, reserve funding, how to notice and conduct meetings, your governing documents, all the new laws that get passed, and whether or not they even apply to you guys. There's always good food, there's good fun, and there's lots of drink, and best of all, it's free.
Yeah, and because of that, the Cohn versus Grand case that we argued before the Supreme Court last year, a lot of people are actually surprised to learn and find out that a lot of these new laws that we're actually talking about that the legislature puts into effect and becomes effective on July 1st of each year, they're very surprised to learn that those laws may not even apply in your condominium or HOA. So again, come to the seminar and find out why. And thank you to so many of the callers who compliment us on the seminar week in and week out. As I say, we're honored to serve as the law firm to so many of you, but we're even prouder that now over 2,000 of you have chosen us to be your teachers at these seminars. And again, if anyone actually wants to see photos of the seminars, just go to Facebook and search for Condo Craze and HOAs, and lots of pictures are up on the site. Be sure to click the like button and become a fan of the show. And again, if you want to register for any of the seminars, whether in Hollywood, Palm Beach, Punta Gorda, and we're probably going to have another one in Orlando, I'm guessing maybe the first week in May or so. Just sign up at, again, www.condocrazeandhoas.com, and Brian, our office manager, will send you confirmation that you are, in fact, registered.
How about reminding everyone that people can get certified in smaller private seminars, too?
Yeah, that's right, Karen. As we've done so many times now, we can actually have a private seminar for your board, just like we did for Kings Point in Delray Beach this week. We really had a good time. It's a fantastic opportunity to not only get certified, but to also talk about what the association needs and demands from their law firm in the year ahead. And again, it's all free of charge. Just give us a call at the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, to schedule an appointment. All right, as you know, again, it's our job here at Condo Craze and HOAs to keep all of you updated as to what the Florida legislature has in store for all associations in this state this pending legislative session. So again, even though all of you are going to be somewhat disappointed, or maybe, should I say, incredibly disappointed, let's just provide an update as to those laws that are pending and that may affect many of our listeners. Remember 2 years ago we had an issue regarding safety and sprinklers? Well, the Florida legislature passed a law that extended that time period for sprinklers to be installed in the common areas of the condo. And the Florida legislature actually thought at the time they were heroes by saving the associations some money. But the fight was that the police and the firefighters were arguing that by putting these sprinklers on hold for another couple of years, they argued that you're risking the lives and safety of everybody in the building and all of their rescuers if you don't force this new sprinkler installation. And Governor Crist at the time, he originally said he would never place money ahead of life safety, but go figure, he eventually changed his tune. Yeah. And, well, here we go again. A very similar issue is coming up, except now it has to do with elevators. And under the present law, many elevators would need mandatory upgrading in a condo by July 1st of 2015. But a law now being pushed through the Florida legislature repeals this July 1st, 2015 requirement. And it only requires that these new safety upgrades to the elevators, they would only occur when the elevator is replaced or if it requires major modifications. So no more, you know, absolute emergency fixes. Now you get a chance to kind of, again, put off safety.
Yeah, I can't imagine the police and the firemen supporting this bill either. Oh, yeah, Scott Shapiro also. I think all we have to do is ask one firefighter here in the Tri-County area who ever rescued a resident from an old broken-down death trap elevator if he thinks this is a good idea, and you would get an earful.
Well, we've spoken about putting money ahead of safety before on the show, and I know that you guys have always felt that while it's a good idea to save money, it should never be at the expense of your health.
Yeah, well, let's say it again, Karen, if the Florida legislature would do their job and actually listen to the complaints of their constituents and actually make the banks speed up their cases and pay more money to the associations when they foreclose, maybe we wouldn't be forced to deal with the issue of whether or not money should come before safety. But again, instead of doing that, they pass these childish laws that either jeopardize everybody's safety or allow the board members to pick fights against the owners. You know, again, for example, instead of making the banks pay more, they'll pass a law that says if you're delinquent, we're going to stop you from using the pool, or we're going to stop you from running the board, or we're going to stop you from voting. Like someone who owes $15,000 to your association cares about using the pool or running for the board or voting in your election. But again, that's the best the legislature gave you. You know, let's pass laws that make the board members fight with the unit owners all day long as you don't make us fight with the banks. And, you know, we ask this all the time. Scott, you're certainly a witness. We asked this at the seminar all the time,
yeah.
And you know, what's the bottom line? What do they
almost
tell us?
Almost unanimously, the answer is no. These laws haven't done a thing. But again, the Florida legislature will pass laws that make board members fight against the delinquent unit owners, but they don't fight against the banks who, you know, file, you know, false affidavits and clog up the court system and, you know, prevent the associations from getting money that's rightfully theirs.
It's quite sad. And again, we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, Karen, I understand that today when our show is done, our listeners should not be so quick as to turn the radio off because you're starting a new show right after this one. Tell us about it.
New show, the Ben Graber Gynecology Hour. That name might sound familiar. He has been a gynecologist board certified since 1978 in Coral Springs, but he's also been the mayor of Broward County, and he was also a state representative at the House, the Florida House in Tallahassee.
Wait a minute. So has he heard what I've been saying the last hour about criticizing the House member? I'm going to have to pass him on the way out. I'm a little nervous about that, to tell you the truth.
Yes. You've been pretty much nailing the House and the legislature for their inaction and their 1% and the whole nine yards. We are also going to have Kristen Jacobs on and Lois Frankel, both running for Alan West's
congressional seat. I saw her on the street, actually, two days ago.
Really?
Yeah, after a deposition up in West Palm Beach.
Well, and we're also talking about, for this first show, the inaugural show, we'll be talking about birth control. Lots of things going on with birth control politically,
right,
with President Obama and the Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
And selling Plan B in a vending machine. And, you know, many women don't know what their options are.
Absolutely. So for now, at least, birth control is still allowed in condos and HOAs. If it changes, we will let you know. Got to relate it to the show somehow.
Thank you.
All right. Actually, but here we are, you know, making fun and talking about all the inaction by the Florida legislature. And, you know, what do you see in the paper this week? Florida is a number two. By the way, I did not say congratulations, and we wish you best of luck on the show, Karen. We absolutely do, and I'm sure
it will be great.
Yeah. Everybody tune in. But again, here we are criticizing Florida and talking about the inaction of the Florida legislature and perhaps, again, how people don't even want to move to the state anymore. And what do we read in the paper this week? That South Florida is number two on the Housing Misery Index survey. And it says South Florida and the Sunshine State are stuck in housing hell, according to two reports released this week. Only Nevada is worse than us. It says Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties have the nation's biggest burden of monthly housing costs, the Center for Housing Policy in Washington said Friday. 43% of working households, if you can believe this, spend more than half of their take-home money on housing in 2010, and it's the third year in a row that South Florida has topped the list.
Wow.
So here we are. We're trying to get more people to move to Florida, and these reports keep coming out one after the next as to why people should not move here. And all we're asking is just a little help from the legislature in terms of helping us make things better in condominiums and homeowner associations, and we can't get it. I don't know why the Florida legislature doesn't get it, but they don't. And as long as the banks are in charge of things down here, I just don't see people flocking to this state like they used to.
It sounds like people should move here, though. They could probably get a good deal from somebody that's, leveraged themselves a little too much.
That's true. And they could stay in their house for several years without paying their mortgage, too.
Oh, well,
that's right.
That's...
We could advertise that.
Well, you know, I mean, we might get in trouble for advertising that, though.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, no, the state only goes after people that, you know, say that. The state doesn't say. I don't know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, it's aggravating to say the least. But here's another proposed bad law. And the law has always been that an owner can challenge the legality of the condominium's election by filing an arbitration action in Tallahassee. Well, and there never was actually a time constraint for doing that. And this new law states that someone who wants to challenge the election, you're going to have to do so within 60 days of that condo election.
Yeah, that's right. Jan Bergerman from CCFJ makes a good point, though. Suppose the unit owner wants copies of the election materials, but the association won't give it to him or her until the 60 days after the election. Now the owner finally gets his hands on the material and realizes there was election fraud. But now it's too late to file an arbitration action. Well, what do you do then?
Right,
well,
exactly.
This does seem kind of absurd. Shouldn't the clock start to run from the time the owner is provided with the records?
You know, you would think so, Karen. You would think that that would make sense. But again, why use common sense? And on that note, how about we go to John in North Miami Beach?
Hi, John.
Yes, good morning, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. I don't have a question today. I don't want to make send it heavy, but I just want to say that you are the greatest source of information for condo law, and you are a great guy, great man, and you are the most honest attorney that I know.
Thank you, John, and you will get your check in the mail, I promise. I'm right on that,
no,
John.
No, forget about the check. If you want, we can have a lunch or dinner or whatever, but no, I don't want money.
Hey,
no check.
I was
please.
A joke, John, but I appreciate that phone
call.
Thank you very much. We try hard to just keep everybody abreast of what's going on. I can promise you that.
I know that.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. That was nice.
Thanks, John.
Nice to get on a Sunday. Absolutely, very much appreciated. But we get those calls all the time, don't we, right?
We
Everybody
do.
Complimenting
I mean,
us on the seminar, on the show.
Listen, not a day goes by where I don't have to, you know, say you're welcome to so
Absolutely.
Many people saying thank you to us for, you know, getting out of their case and letting real lawyers take over.
Right.
And, you know, not, you know, really, we try to help everybody as much as we can. And Eric, you set a really good example for all of us doing that. I'd like to say that.
Thank you very much. We're here on Sundays because we actually enjoy what we do. All right. Again, let's talk about some other changes to the recall statute that's on the horizon. They're being proposed as well for both condominiums and HOAs, and this proposal would actually allow any director who was recalled to have the right to file an arbitration petition challenging the validity of that recall.
You know what? That's probably not a bad idea, because under the present law, a director who is recalled really can't do anything about it if his four fellow board members just simply certify the recall and outvote him, even if the procedure was clearly illegal. So, you know, this kind of actually helps the director who is incorrectly recalled.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. Oftentimes, you know, the people on the board perhaps want that particular director removed and recalled. So this at least gives that person who does get recalled a fighting chance to actually challenge it.
Yeah.
And finally, the new law would also not let someone file a recall arbitration petition in Tallahassee if there are 60 or fewer days left before the next election.
Yeah, well, shockingly, this makes a little sense, too. If we allow someone the right to file a recall petition only 30 days before the election will always happen first, and the recall petition would be moot anyway. And the unit owner wasted a lot of time and resources, you know, putting everything together.
Right. I got to tell you, this happens a lot where people come into our office and say, we've just gone through the hassle, the time, and the expense of filing a recall petition or collecting the recall ballots, especially when they come in like a 300-person building, 300-unit building, and they come in with like 170 signatures, and I ask them, well, when's the next election? And they tell me next month.
Huh.
So I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, you went through all of this, and the bottom line is if you filed it now, you know what the arbitrator is going to do? The arbitrator is going to say, good job, but how about we wait until next month and see what happens? And your petition is not going to get worked on. So again, so now we have this new law where if you're going to file your petition within 60 days, it's simply not going to be accepted. So I think makes sense. Good law.
You know, you want to vote, you know, with enough time to find out if, you know, it's worth, you know, going through with it or not.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of voting going on. Today we're voting for the people their votes are in, and the Oscars are tonight, Eric. Are you watching that?
Okay, Oscar picks. Go.
Oh, well
yes. I don't know anything about it.
I haven't seen The Artist. So I think it's going to win. I don't think The Help will win.
I heard The Artist was the best silent movie of 2011.
Ha!
Yeah, that's not my joke.
The
only... but...
They have sound now in movies, don't they? How can a silent movie win a Best Picture of the
I
Year
I don't know.
Award.
I don't get it. I don't think there were a lot of good contenders this year. It was kind of like a blasé year.
I know.
I liked Midnight in Paris, though. I really enjoyed that Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
Don't know it. What I did see was J. Edgar Hoover the other night, and that I liked. I don't know, is DiCaprio up for any awards?
No, he's not.
No.
He's not. See,
he
I think he should have got it for that.
George Clooney is.
Let me ask you something.
Brad Pitt for Moneyball.
Did you like J. Edgar Hoover more than you liked that Eddie Murphy movie, Norbit? Because I know that's your favorite movie of all time.
Norbit was a funny movie. Norbit was very funny.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, Eddie, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just saw him in Tower Heist.
All right, before we call it a week, how about we just answer one quick email?
Okay.
Beatrice from Miami. She wants to know if the owner of the apartment in which I live doesn't pay the association's fees, can the association do anything to me?
Well,
Scott, that's an easy one.
Hey, Beatrice, guess what? They can.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, if they follow Florida Statute 718 and give you the proper statutory notice telling you that your landlord has stopped paying assessments and you must pay your rent directly to the association, you can be required to pay your rent to the association instead of your landlord. And if you don't, the association would have the right to file an eviction action against you.
Yeah, wow. And you should know, though, Beatrice, it's Not all bad news for the tenant, though. The attorneys at our firm, we all sat down and we recently took a seminar on what's called the Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act, which is actually part of the Helping Families Save Their Home Act. And this act provides actually a safeguard to those renters that have been faithfully paying their rent to their landlord and suddenly a risk being thrown out of their residence due to a foreclosure against their landlord.
Now, let me ask you a question. I remember, Eric, you were in some contacts with some attorneys on the west coast of Florida that were looking at the constitutionality of the rent statute that was, put back into the 718, 1 or 2 years ago now.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was. They had a federal court case, if I remember correctly.
Whatever
happened
with that?
Don't know what
happened to it. It's a good question. What Scott's referring to is now an association can actually go to the tenant, like we've been talking about, and ask that the tenant and demand that the tenant pay the rent directly to the association instead of paying it to their landlord. And Scott always brought up a good point that here the landlord is being deprived of their rent each month from the tenant without any finding by a court that the landlord even owes the condo association anything.
Yeah.
And as we know, management companies make mistakes all the time. Attorneys make mistakes all the time. The association can make all the time, mistakes all the time. Well, so how is it possible that the landlord could be deprived of his money, without any due process rights whatsoever?
Yeah, and on top of that, Eric, as we've learned all too well in the last couple of years, in Florida, the contract is sacred. So
yes.
How is a change in the law going to now allow your association to get more money from you than it says they can in the declaration?
Hey, not only that law, I think the law kicking people out of the pool and prohibiting them from using the common areas, that might be considered unconstitutional too.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the right the right is being taken away to use your own property without any due process that you own.
Well, yeah, I mean, aren't we, I guess we're getting kicked off next week because of the Florida State game, but I guess, Eric, if people have questions about this in 2 weeks, why don't they come and write us about it?
Again, thanks for tuning in for another week here on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a great week.
Thank you.